Hey team, welcome to the podcast.
Hello.
Hello, how are we all?
Good.
Yeah, we had a really big night last night. We were at work till like 10:30, 11 o'clock.
I feel like I have a hangover.
Yeah, me
really?
Too.
Yeah.
Me too. We did our Novo's Mini Golf Masters mini golf competition last night. It was so much fun.
It was
really hard to do things on Thursday night. We're all too old now.
Not that. It's just that we're... Like, it's hard to do, to go to work all day, and especially then, Maddie, you worked all the way to 1 o'clock setting it up. Then we had to go back and do it all the way till 10, 11 at night. Like, that's just a big day. It's not too old. Anyone would find that a big day.
Do you know what sucks when we do this? Let's just say we worked an 18-hour workday yesterday.
Yeah.
It sounds good, and it's
for the love of it, may I add.
Yeah,
it's
no extra
pay. It's semi-true. Do you know what, though? I, every time, and I don't know why it happens, but I leave myself so poor of time that I never get to do, like, my washing beforehand to wear. Like, I'm pretty shit with my jaws.
So he made me sniff his shirt in the car to see if he smelled.
Anyway, I wore wet clothes to the thing last night.
Because
he was like, can you smell me? My clothes weren't fully dried, so I gave him a sniff in the car. And I was like, no, actually. Good dryer, whatever brand that is. Weekend.
Yeah, Fisher & Paykel.
Mm.
Really good energy efficiency as well.
You don't like...
If you're thinking about buying a dryer, and I promise this segment isn't sponsored.
No, not at all.
But hey, Fisher and Paykel, if you want to hook us up with some goods.
Yes.
We'll take them.
Valentine's.
Yeah, tag them in this post. Everyone loves a dryer. It's something that you don't, a lot of families can't really afford just to go out and buy if you've got kids and this, that, and the other, and you're paying for all the school sports.
Do you have
and stuff.
A dryer?
Yeah, but it was donated to me by my mother-in-law.
You see, I think most people have dryers these days.
I don't think they do.
The dryers actually aren't too expensive. It's running them, like the electricity, they suck it up.
Apartment living, fantastic, you know.
Just get a clothes horse.
Yeah, but...
I'm going for a new clothes horse shopping this coming week if you want to come. Let's go clothes horse shopping
absolutely
together.
Absolutely not.
Come on, you're in your 30s, mate. You're getting older.
You know what? I'm just never going shopping with you for anything ever again. Because
I know. Maddie, I'll buy you lunch.
Nah, it's fine.
Big day out.
Not worth it.
No, yes,
certain
it is.
Things aren't worth it.
Oh,
and
you
I'll
wait
tell
till
you
you're on the verge of hunger next week, just before payday. You'll cave.
Jade catches you when you're vulnerable.
Yeah, I
and
do.
And then bribes you
now,
with a
do you
lunch.
Know what?
Yeah.
I couldn't think of anything worse than going clothes horse shopping with Jade as she price checks 10 stores for a fucking clothes horse.
$15,
$20. Do you know what? Plenty. Plenty. I'm fine.
Very funny.
Speaking of just plenty and the agenda and my life and the organization,
yes.
We're actually going to the Newcastle Podcast Awards next week. And if you have been enjoying this podcast, can you please vote for it?
That would be
because
really
we're up for
us.
Best podcast.
It's actually best commercial radio podcast,
there
I'm pretty
go.
Sure.
That's
best
what
podcast
in the world.
Jade's like envisioned this whole thing.
I know.
Like,
I know.
I'm nominated for best podcast, even though
that category doesn't exist.
Can we put the link to the awards in this?
Yeah.
Or
yeah, we can do this. We'll put
that.
The link in the description. But great
we'd,
idea.
We'd
go
appreciate
to the link.
That.
Yeah, so, honestly.
So basically,
and I want a trophy. It's been
I don't
a while.
Think they,
they
give
don't do trophies.
Trophies.
It's a digital award.
That's fine. I'll take what I can get.
It's just a. It's you just you get just, an online certificate.
Really, do you get trophies when you're in your 30s? You know what I mean?
Let's do a live. Let's all do it together right now.
Oh,
if you're at work,
yeah.
At your computer,
yes.
Open up your browser. We'll give you 10 seconds.
Okay. What am I opening up?
Newcastle Podcast Awards. Isn't
so.
It?
Your browser is open. Type into Google Newcastle Podcast Festival.
Yep. Okay, I'm on to the awards.
Festival.
If you've got really good internet, unlike us,
it'll
you'll
be
already
quick.
Be there.
Perfect.
So you'll see at the top Newcastle Podcast Festival.
Yep.
Click on that.
Scroll down a fair bit and look for the vote for a podcast button.
Oh, yeah. Vote
click on that.
For a podcast.
And then you want to go to...
Name of podcast.
The Novos.
the Novos.
So you type that in the box.
Jade, Maddie, and Crevo. Not necessary, though, if you can't be bothered typing the names. The Novos will do. Click Best Commercial Radio Podcast. Your name.
I'll vote for myself.
Surely you can. There we go. Your name. Email address.
Vote now. Enter.
Vote now.
Yay!
Done.
Good.
Also, if you do enjoy the podcast, please join our exclusive Facebook group or page. It's called JMK Pod Fam. You can search that and come along and check out our little group there. It's like a little family of the true fans,
yeah,
I guess.
That's right.
Believers.
Something I want to ask you guys about.
Yeah.
If I can.
Mm.
Yeah.
An incident in an undercover Coles parking lot.
Yeah.
Ooh.
It was between the two of you. And I sort of heard this story, but not all of it.
Yeah.
I want to know what happened.
What do you mean? Oh, the sharting when I hadn't followed through. Well, Jade and I stopped over at Coles in Mayfield, which is fantastic. Let me tell you, not many people go there.
Oh, yeah. Now everyone's going to go.
No, you should go. Really good store. Right. So anyway, after we left, I went downstairs. And I just thought, you know what? I can't hold on to the gas.
The wind was
released.
Yeah.
And you know when you think that you've followed through, but you're not sure?
Yeah.
Unsure moment.
Like it's sometimes
it's
the air.
It's called a shart.
Sometimes the air.
It's a shit and a fart between, combined.
Sometimes the air is trapped between the cheeks. So basically, you don't know until you get home. So I did get home and check straight away, but it was absolutely fine.
Clean as a whistle.
Jade's going around telling the whole office I sharted.
That's the version I heard, so I wanted to check with you, Maddie.
That was the real version.
I'm glad it's cleared up.
No one in the office knows that, though.
What did you do to your little heat pack today? Because it doesn't smell as pissy as it did yesterday.
I've only heated it up twice today.
That'll do it then. Yep, great.
Dad's still nursing her injuries.
Yeah.
But this is from hockey.
Yeah.
And actually, you said this morning, you're like, I've got to get better because I've got two games next week.
Yeah, I'm playing two games on Saturday. Oh, no, sorry, Tuesday.
God help us.
6 p.m. and 8 o'clock game.
Tired and
two
cranky.
Two games. Are you not worried about that?
No.
Because you did one game and you injured yourself.
Yeah.
Your first game.
You know why? That was my fault. I didn't warm up and I didn't stretch properly.
Do you know what wasn't our fault?
That was my error.
Do you know what wasn't our fault? Your subsequent bad mood the next day.
I wasn't in a bad mood. Can you please not? This is what puts me in a bad mood. You know what? It's not me. It's you who puts me in the bad mood.
Big hockey game. But I won.
And scored
I scored
half
a goal,
all,
mate.
Half of all the goals.
What have you scored lately?
Huh?
What have you scored lately?
What do you mean? What? Just in life?
Yeah.
I score plenty.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah, you really? I don't think you do.
It depends what you find. Like, if that's what you keep inside that keeps you going in life, scoring goals, then you can have that doll. I'm totally fine. Who wants to do the physical activity? Not me.
No, you like oysters and prawns and... You know, deluxe banquets, seafood banquets.
I mean, I haven't
You're
had
like
a seafood
a cat.
Banquet.
Maddie's
in like...
the fat cat. Like, if you
That's
were
very rude.
No,
Jade.
No,
That's
like
very rude.
If you
what? Just got called. She just called you. She just fat shamed you.
I didn't.
Let me tell you,
if
Jade.
You were a
Jade
cat,
does a lot of exercise, but she ain't no bloody bodybuilder model.
No, I'm not. But I'm fit.
Yeah.
I can run the length of a field.
Oh, you don't like being called fat, do you?
Yeah. Well,
I don't think anyone on this team should be calling anyone
fat. None of us are fat.
I didn't call you fat.
None
I
of
said
us are
if
fat.
You were a fat cat.
What does that say?
It was a hypothetical.
If, okay.
The truth came out there, didn't it?
Oh, I'm sure if you... let's not do this.
So,
happy
you
days.
Started it. See, this is what happens when you start things.
He just sounded to me a lot like you called him a fat cat. That was a standing
I
up
said
for it.
If he was for a fat cat, Maddie would be the fat cat that just gets fed like all the seafood. Like at
Do you like seafood, Jade?
You guys didn't watch the movie Cats anyway.
No, because it's a terrible movie.
You wouldn't get the fucking reference.
No, absolutely. Am I the James Corden cat?
No.
Clearly not the Jason Derulo cat with what you're saying.
No.
Maybe I'm the Judi Dench.
Have you secretly watched? You've secretly watched
it. I know who's in it. Jade, I hate musicals and I hate the musical Cats.
Well, you're
not. Film version, no good.
Well, you're not fat.
I really like Judi Dench on a side note.
I like her in the 007 movies, iconic actress, but really bad decision going on in that film.
Yeah. Although, probably one of the last paychecks any actor will ever earn during COVID.
Oh, it's an incredible film. Masterpiece. I have it on DVD. I love it.
It's not a masterpiece, Jade. I can tell you right now from the Rotten Tomato reviews.
Isn't it funny? How did Rotten Tomatoes even gain this much power? Like, do you know what I mean? Everybody just quotes a Rotten Tomatoes score.
Yeah, it's just been a cult following for a long time.
Cats. I'm just looking up. Oh, my. I saw Cats 2 and I thought, surely not. It was Cats Trailer 2. Let's have a listen. Let's have a listen to the Cats.
Okay. Wait for the Hungry Jacks ad to play.
No free advertising here.
No.
Look at this horse shit.
It's great, Phil. Oh, I've got goosebumps. I have goosebumps. Oh.
Really bad CGI as well for 2020.
No, it's amazing.
One chance.
Oh, don't. That's Maddie and Crevo.
Jennifer Hudson.
This coming from a cat lover.
For a new life.
It is, honestly, the message behind this movie is.
Why are they on a really big level. Bed? Are they like miniature sized?
Their cats are cat sized.
One of them has the face paint of Kiss. It's so weird.
Oh, my God, you were calling me James Corden's fat cat.
I wasn't.
How dare you? Jason Derulo.
Well, you haven't taken back that I'm fat yet. I apologize.
Jason Derulo in this movie.
Well, you're a big old fatty then, aren't you?
Yep, thanks.
Taylor Swift's in it. That's why you love
it. Yeah, all of them are.
I've realized now.
Even poor old Rebel Wilson. They even in cat form, they made her play the...
Fat Amy character.
The Fat Amy character.
Yeah, they did.
Oh. Who did this musical?
I don't know, Tubby.
Taylor Swift, what a shocker in this movie. Some people just shouldn't act. She's one.
Has she been in any other movies?
Don't know.
I lost
Taylor.
My ability to speak there. In any other movies?
Yeah, she has. She did a cameo. I can't remember the name of it. Valentine's Day, actually.
Not an acting job, though.
You know...
it was a paid acting gig.
I used to think Jason Derulo was the sexiest man alive.
Yeah, she was a character. She wasn't playing herself.
Jason Derulo, the former sexiest man alive, after seeing this...
After seeing the trailer, you're off him?
It's just stripped away any sort of masculinity that he had. Nothing
I wonder
left.
What he got paid for that. Be pretty fair penny, right?
Could you look it up, maybe?
How much did Jason Derulo make for Cats?
Why are you giving me the evil eye, Jade?
Oh, I'm just waiting for you to apologize.
You've called
to me.
Me fat 5 times after that.
Well,
so.
I apologize, but then you didn't take back what you said.
Google search is why is Jason Derulo in Cats?
Why?
Yeah, great
because,
question.
To be honest, his performance, I think, was...
He said he thought Cats was going to make a huge mark on the world when it was released last year. He thought
not.
It was.
Anyway. How much did Taylor Swift get paid for Cats? Apparently she got a 7-figure sum.
$1 million? That's outrageous.
Well, I think that's why they blew out...
they paid the actors too
So much money to get such a big cast, and then it didn't sell at the box office.
Yeah.
Rotten Tomatoes says no.
Yeah, I might be watching.
All right, guys, we'll enjoy Valentine's weekend, yes?
Can I just quickly say, Olivia Benson is Taylor Swift's cat. Apparently, they're saying that Taylor Swift's cat has an estimated worth of at least $97
million. Isn't the world a fucked up place when Taylor Swift's cat, who's named after a Law and Order SVU character, is richer than 80% of the world's population.
That's insane, isn't it? Probably I've actually 90%. Come across the list of wealthiest animals on Wikipedia.
Well, there's something for the show on Monday. Good job.
Yeah, let's
kill
chat
two
about
birds
that.
With one stone. Bye. Enjoy your weekend.
Bye. Bye. Happy Lover's Day.
Good morning.
Endorphins make you happy.
Morning.
I could be the one.
New FM.
The Novos.
Feel Good Friday.
Yeah, get around it. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
How are we?
Great.
Feeling fired up.
Yeah.
What a great night last night at the Mini Golf Masters. We'll tell you more later in the show, but what a night.
Oh, my God.
It was fantastic.
Huge.
If you missed any of the action, of course, you can check it out on our Facebook page at New FM.
Jade rode a pretend zebra.
And a pretend lion.
Oh, you got
if
on
you
that
like
too.
Beast pun jokes between the legs.
You were the one jumping on getting the beast between your legs.
Yeah, I was.
You loved it.
It was
you?
Honestly, it was so much fun last night. Amazing.
Yeah. It was
how much better is it when we don't compete? Like we're all friends at the end. It's so good.
Oh, it really is.
Yeah, I think we should think about that for future competitions.
I enjoyed commentating.
Yeah,
it's
so did I.
Can I just say credit where credit's due? You guys did a great job.
Oh, thanks, Maddie.
You did a great job. Really funny.
You did good, too.
A bit heavy on the mic all night, Jade. No, I'm joking. I couldn't even speak. You guys were really funny. It was good.
It was a team effort. And, you know, Maddie, you did heaps, getting everything ready as well.
Clearly very unfunny on the broadcast. But thanks, guys. I was fishing for a compliment there, but that's
all right. Funny. You were funny.
You did good. Lads versus Lasses coming up. Up now. This is our ultimate battle of the sexes game. Obviously, Valentine's Day is coming up, so we've got packs to give away for that. You get some wine, soap, etc. And the best bit is there's a $70 Hunter Bell cheese room voucher to spend up big.
The best.
How good, guys. We'll take your calls right now, 13 10 09.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
Lads.
Yes, this is our ultimate battle of the sexes game where the opposite sexes go head to head in our lads versus lasses match. We've got a great prize up for grabs, a Valentine's Day pack. But the thing everyone really wants to win is that $70 Hunter Bell cheese voucher. It's going to go down a treat.
What a great weekend. Wine and cheese.
You're winning at life.
Are you doing anything romantic, Crevo?
It's I'm working on something. I haven't figured it out yet.
Oh, it's a surprise. Look at you, Casanova.
That's it. All right. Well, it's time to meet Bree, who believes in ghosts but has never seen one and thinks she looks like Kristen Stewart. That's a cool lookalike. How you doing, Bree?
I'm good. How are you?
Really good. Really good. Obviously, the pride of getting a gold star for the lasses on the board is up for grabs. Are you ready to go with the questions?
I am.
All right. Question number one for you. Mossy Oak is a brand that makes what?
Mossy Oak. What?
Oh, no. Unfortunately not. Sort of outdoor gear and survival gear and stuff. All right, question two. The Malou Ute is made by which car brand?
Toyota.
That's correct.
Yes.
One on the board for you.
Good job.
All right, number three. True or false, grabbing the fence in UFC is an illegal move?
False. Oh, true.
First answer.
I think we've got to take your first answer. Sorry.
Yeah.
Hold the line. One on the board there. Look, not too bad. We can still walk away with this win today. All right.
A lot of people have won with no questions right.
That's
so
true.
Hang tight, Brie.
That was an accident.
All right. Let's go to Liam. If he had to spend a day in the life of anyone on the team, he'd be Jackson. I wonder who wrote this. And he loves Midnight Oil. Let's go to Liam morning. Hey, Liam. How are you?
New phone, guys.
Yeah, update on yesterday, everyone. Obviously, yeah. We had a catastrophe with our phones at this time yesterday because we're getting a new system put in and we've finally got these brand spanking new phones, but we're obviously having a little bit of user
Try the button troubles. On the other side, Maddie. Does that do anything?
They're great
there
phones.
We go.
There
we
go. Liam, hey, man.
Hey, Liam.
How you going?
Hey, good. Hey. How are you?
Good.
Glad it's Friday.
Thank you.
Big weekend ahead, mate.
Hope so.
Oh, good stuff. Me too. Let's get into this, man. You need two correct in order to win today. Question number one. What are the names of the six main characters in the TV show Friends?
Oh, I've never really watched it, I'm sorry.
Yes, good. Crap show. I'm a Seinfeld fan here.
Rachel, Monica, Phoebe, Ross, Chandler and Joey. Question number two. The brand Clinique is famous for making a range of what products? And multiple choice for you this morning. A, skincare, B, shampoo, or C, knit treatment?
I'll say A.
A, skincare is correct. Good job.
Ooh, one on the board.
Mm-hmm. All right, if you get this one right, mate, you walk away with the win.
Oh, this is the easiest question on earth.
No, you don't know. I thought the Friends one was.
So did I.
Name an Ariana Grande song. Any song.
Gold. I don't know.
Is that if that gold?
No.
No good.
So easy, Jay.
Oh, okay. Righto. Sorry, mate, Liam. All right, coin toss.
We need to flip a coin now.
Okay.
Let's flip this heads or tails, Liam.
I'll go heads.
All right. It's going for heads.
Tails.
Oh, no good. Sorry, man.
About time the lasses won on a coin toss. I reckon it was how you were flipping it.
That's ridiculous, Jade. The coins are not rigged. I mean, typical you to think we'd be rigging the coin toss.
Yeah, well.
Hey, Bree, congratulations. You win.
Thank you.
Enjoy,
it took Maddie that long to work out how to get to the next line.
Yeah, it's a new system. It's very complicated.
You're doing good, Maddie, especially on 3 hours sleep.
It looks like the space shuttle over there, that system.
Scary.
It does. Hey, we're used to prehistoric stuff.
Yeah.
So, nice, fancy
phones.
Wow.
But, guys, we are so excited to have a guest on the show next. Obviously, Blow Up Brit. So we've had her on a couple of times this year.
Only once.
Once, yeah, for actually something related to this same situation, wasn't
yes.
it?
So we'll talk more with Blow Up Brit in just a moment because
she's here.
She's at the door already.
Hey guys.
Come in, Brit.
Come in.
We'll chat to you next for the Blow Up Doll news update, yeah?
Oh, I just can't wait.
This is brilliant.
Good.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Jade's in the toilet, I think.
Yeah, she's gone out, but...
Blow Up Britsy.
Yeah, she is ready to do the special Blow Up Doll news segment.
It's Britney, bitch.
Oh, good morning, Blow Up Brit. How are you?
Oh, hi, guys. It's so good to be back.
It's good to have you back in the studio, because often when we have these Blow Up Doll news segments, you know, it's hard for us to do. We need an expert.
Well, you know, we may be plastic, but we're still a person.
That's right. That's so true. So I believe there's one main story you want to talk about today, Britt, isn't there?
Yeah. So remember that bodybuilder who married his sex doll?
Yeah, now, that's right.
Now he wants several other wives. I can't believe it, because obviously his first one broke. He broke her so good.
Britt, talk to me.
Yeah.
Are you against multiple dolls? I thought it might spice things up, you know, extra friends to talk to and...
Well,
that kind of thing.
I don't think there should be more than one blow-up doll in any man's life.
Hey, that's fair enough, you know. That, like, a lot of people believe that's the best way to go, just having a simple couple like that.
I thought that the blow-up doll broke, like, I thought she was gone.
Well, that's the thing.
They patched her up.
Well, Yuri, the bodybuilder, married Margot, who was the sex doll, and he broke her, but he got her fixed, and she said she doesn't want to be broken again. So they're getting a divorce.
That's awesome. That's
absolutely heartbreaking for any grown adult.
To get a divorce is terrible, isn't it?
No, it really isn't. Now he's saying that he wants several wives because this tradition exists in the human Eastern culture world, and he says that he's now gotten acquainted online with another sex doll.
Do you know what I love about you, Britt? You're such a demure little doll, you know?
You're very innocent.
You're so innocent. And you just want the best for the doll community. And I applaud you for coming on here and talking about blow-up doll adultery.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much, because I really try my best to get a voice out there. So I need a little bit more air.
There you go. Because we look after our team members here.
Yeah.
We may be a doll, but we represent a real human woman.
Well, that's thanks, so Britt. Will you call Margot and just check in with her?
I am in touch with her, and she is a little bit upset, but shame on her ex-husband, Yuri.
Yeah, absolutely. You know what, Maddie, are you able...
Britt, grab the shame bell there, just on the right.
I know it's quite hard for you to grip because your thumb's not that good, but I bet you could do it. There you go. Hey, you've done it. Ring the shame bell. Good on you.
Thanks, Britt.
And thanks for being a part of the team and a part of the show.
Britt, I do have to talk about the variety of stories you're bringing to the show. Next time, we can't talk about the same story, darling. You need to bring something more.
Well,
you know?
I'll do my best, but, you know, obviously, this is a PG-rated show.
Oh, that's true. We appreciate that as well, you know? You gotta have the right rating on these stories, and some of them...
But I hear you have a podcast, so maybe we can spice things up on there.
Hey, absolutely. Oh, Jade, Maddie and Crevo podcast.
Jade's back.
Welcome back, Jade.
Oh, hi, guys. Hey.
Oh, Britt's good in your job. Chair.
Good job, love, Britt.
Thanks,
don't
Britt.
Kick her under the table.
I didn't that's kick her bit, under the
that's
table.
It's awful news time something next like at New FM.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo. The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
What else?
On New FM.
It tested very well with the focus groups.
You're waking up with Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
That makes the world go.
Hey, guys, really weird story out, right? So it's almost President's Day over in the US where, of course, they celebrate the presidents of past and present.
Yeah, of course.
Weird item up for auction at this event. So they've got over 300 different auction items from, artifacts from all of these presidents. One of them which really struck me, though, was you can purchase for a very hefty sum locks of George Washington and his wife Martha Washington's hair. So this is their actual hair.
That's cool.
Tiny little bits of it.
A bit creepy.
No, I think that's really cool. Like, imagine owning a piece of history of someone iconic, someone that paved the way.
I just don't want old dead man and woman hair.
Well, that's the thing
house.
That I'm like a bit weirded out by. Like, who wants dead people's things in your house? I think it's bad juju.
No, it's not. Imagine if you had a lock of hair of Alexander the Great, Caesar himself.
I mean,
even like imagine that. Imagine owning that little piece of history.
Straight on eBay.
You know what though? If I had something like that in my house, I feel like I wouldn't be able to stop looking at it. I think it's like a destruction to have in your home. I get ashes, you know, but actual weird items like hair, no good. And I know that you, Jade, have a dead man's tooth in your home.
Yeah.
From your grandpa, right?
Yeah. So my grandpa came to visit when we were younger. He was actually dying of cancer at the time.
Yeah.
He came to say goodbye because he lived over in Western Australia. and his tooth came out whilst he was staying with us. One of his molars, like, at the back. And so he actually gave it to my mum and said, here, like, do you want my tooth? And mum was like, yeah, sure. And so mum's given me the tooth of my dead grandpa.
Is it in, like, a little Ziploc or something?
Well, I want to get it made into a piece of jewellery. Because you know how you can... artist. Yeah, this jewellery artist in Melbourne.
So it's a loose tooth.
It's just a loose tooth at the moment.
Where do you keep it?
It's in my treasure cabinet.
That is so weird to me.
Oh, I agree. Wrong.
Right or wrong, 13-10-09, keeping dead people things in your house.
It's no different to a dinosaur tooth or a fossil.
Yeah, it is, because a fossil is fossilized and is now stone.
And mine will be immortalized in a piece of jewelry.
I actually think yours is weirder than the George Washington thing. There's a bit of clipping of hair.
Well, at least I know the disease.
A loose tooth.
Some old guy's tooth.
You know what? I don't even believe this is George Washington's hair. It's probably clippings from a Labrador or something. You know? right or wrong this morning, keeping dead... What do you even call that?
Dead people's body parts?
In your house.
Bits? Yeah, dead people's
bits and bobs.
I don't know.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
13-10-09 this morning, we're asking you, is it okay, right or wrong, to keep dead people's body parts at home?
It's new sound.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Get your freak on.
Because it is really freaky, right? Yeah. We've just discovered that Jade keeps her dead grandfather's tooth in her treasure cabinet.
It's anything weird.
Weird.
That's a wrong weird for me.
Well, I have my dog's ashes, which we already know, but I also have a couple of my dead dog's teeth and his fur as well.
So you actually have a tooth collection.
Yes.
Who else is in your tooth collection? How many dogs? How many people?
Just Lewis and my grandpa.
So, like, have you spoken to your mum and said, down the track, I want one of your teeth in the wheel or something?
No, I haven't actually. I haven't. That hasn't come up
yet.
I'm a little bit spiritual. I'm a little bit spiritual. So I think if you take, like, a part of a dead person's body, that you're actually stopping them from moving on in the afterlife.
Really?
Yeah, like, oh, sorry, man, you can't come in here because you're missing a tooth.
You've got some Egyptian in you, obviously, then.
Oh, okay.
Proof. Who needs ancestry.com when you got Jade?
Absolutely. Yeah. Just having a look on the Facebook page, we put a meme up last night. Kerry says that she keeps a family friend's glass eye at home.
Oh.
Even weirder.
See,
count as a real body part?
Yeah, I think so.
After all those years of rolling around in the socket.
Imagine that. See, difference between a tooth is that no one's staring back at you.
That's true.
Whereas a glass eye, they're looking at you. Like, it's just, I know there's nothing behind it, but they're just there.
Just always hanging around. Let's go to the phones. Katie, how are you doing this morning?
Hey, Katie.
I'm losing it. I'm just picturing Jay trying to bring back in a fashion of, you know, when people used to wear shark teeth? Human teeth or dog teeth? No.
Yeah. She'll be selling replicas in Bali to tourists soon. Great business idea.
You can wear a shark tooth. Why can't you wear human tooth?
Okay, Hannibal Lecter.
It is weird, right, Katie?
Yeah, you're going to start attracting, like, mass murderers undercover. If they see you wearing a human tooth or something, they're like, oh, yeah, that's my people.
Or maybe they think that I'm the mass murderer.
Well, there you go.
Well, this really this took a really dark turn that I wasn't expecting. Thank you, Katie. It is weird. I agree. Are you okay, Jade?
I'm fine.
Do you need a hug?
No. Why?
You're getting very dark.
It was a joke. I've been watching a little bit of there's so many good documentaries on Netflix at the moment about, like, world's toughest prisons and a lot of past serial killers, the Night Stalker, Ted Bundy.
You're right into that genre.
I stand by what I just said. Are you okay?
Well, I am okay, and I think we're all going to be in just a minute because it is our feel-good news for a Friday. I've got some great stories for you guys, which you're going to absolutely love.
Oh, I can't wait for this.
Can I guess?
Yeah.
You know what I'm going to ask? How many animal stories are in your news bulletin today? I'm going to say two.
Yeah. Crevo, do you want to take a guess?
Yeah, I reckon only one. I think she's gone light on.
Yeah, I think Crevo may be on the money.
Jade's Animal News up next.
New FM. The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
And it's time for Jade's Feel Good News. Put a smile on your dial.
The Novos.
Jade's Vibrations.
Good vibes, Jade. Come on.
Oh,
let's go.
Yeah, so... No, there's been some really positive stuff happening around the world, and we're casting our eye over to Hawaii right now. Hawaii has had this long-planned ban on a number of sunscreens deemed harmful to the state's coral reefs. So now they've created a law which started at the new year. So basically they're banning a whole heap of sunscreens that you're not allowed to use, which are basically harmful to the coral reefs. So these sunscreens ban, like, chemicals that obviously...
Yeah, damage it, right?
And kill the reefs.
New research in the last probably 5 years, and they found, oh, these sunscreens actually quite bad.
Yep, so it's good.
Excellent.
So, well done, saving more of our reefs
Aloha.
In the world.
So good.
Yeah. The city
good
of...
Vibrations.
I believe Nara in Japan. It's home to 1,200 sacred deer. They've actually rolled out edible bags made of rice bran that deer can eat after several deer died from eating plastic bags, which was really
sad. That is really good news.
But great that they've come up with that solution.
That made me feel really good. Crevo's like, I want some venison.
I do like venison.
You like a fancy meat.
Aw, so I love that they...
Only Crevo would eat Bambi, you know?
Nothing wrong with venison.
Putting the sacred deer aside, venison is actually really nice.
You love animals. You ate Bambi, Jade.
But you know what? I only eat enough for myself. And also, a really fun story, just to top things off, there's this dog that's gone viral, guys. because every time his owner has a shower, their dog stares at them in, like, puts her head around the curtain and just, like, stares at them in the shower because he hates having baths. So he's always worried that something bad's going to happen to his owner whilst they're in the shower.
Is this about you and your dog?
No, it's not.
Because I know you let them in the bathroom.
I do, but...
The Broadmeadow woman was shocked to see.
So the dog has now started taking its favourite toy and dropping it into the shower at its owner's feet. Oh, so...
Get the dog out of the bathroom. They
but don't
belong
there. Look at this picture.
There.
It's adorable. It's so cute.
So cute.
It's quite cute.
That's really nice.
Do you let your dog Molly into the bathroom when you're showering slash on the toilet, Crevo? No. Weird, right?
It's not weird.
Shut the door.
Not weird at all.
Okay.
All
right. Very good. Thanks, Jade.
There was two stories. You're right.
Yeah,
and
I know.
And the coral reef one is saving the animals underwater.
Oh, well, that is true.
And stand
well,
by.
Well, the environment's very important.
Do you have any other interests outside of animals?
Animals and looking after
and
the earth.
Great selection.
New FM. The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Good morning.
Endorphins make you happy.
Morning. I could be
the
one. New FM. The Novos. Feel Good Friday.
Now, it's not often that you hear about Sandgate in the news, our humble little swamplands.
I know.
Yeah.
Big infrastructure project.
Hey, Sarah, how are you today?
I'm good, thanks. Maddie, how are you?
Yeah, we are doing well. Can you tell us about this Sandgate Cemetery upgrade again? Can we go through those figures once more if you have them handy?
Absolutely. So the state government's announced some new funding for the cemetery. It's about $300,000, so it's going towards restoring the chapel and installing new toilets in the cemetery as
now,
well.
The chapel, I understand. Mm. Do they really need new toilets?
I don't know.
$300,000. That's a lot of money.
It's a lot of money for toilets, isn't it?
Yeah, they must be really fancy. Do you reckon those are those ones like in Japan where you like you go in and it does everything like with a computer screen? I hope so.
So they're just
worth a visit.
There's toilets there already, right? It's they're an just upgrade. Yeah. That's a lot of money for an upgrade.
I mean, I'm a frequent visitor to Sandgate Cemetery I walk through if I have to catch the train, but I'm not using the toilets. There. Where are they?
I was going to say, have you seen them?
Great question. Hey, maybe it's for signage.
So who's giving them this money? The state government.
That's ridiculous.
Yes, wow. The state government. So it's their Crown Reserves Improvement Fund. So that's for local facilities, community facilities and local...
Maybe they should build a new fence.
Well,
they've got no fence at the moment.
After the storm.
Yeah. Oh, thank you, Sarah.
You know what, though? Shame on the tradies, or the tradesmen, I should say, who have that job. Because
why?
Well, because when you get hired by, like, the council, I reckon that they just jack the prices up. Like, $300,000 for that seems like a lot of money.
I think part of it, like, there's a lot going in the chapel bit.
And restoration work and stuff. It's just funny that they've put the toilets in there. Like, yeah, look, we'll get the chapel soon. We'll just jack the toilets.
I'm going to go have a look at this chapel.
And the toilets.
I'm more interested in the toilets.
Oh, well, guys, obviously, we're all about love on this show.
Aren't we what?
And we have our love line, and we're going to be meeting one of our lost lovers out there at the moment, Anita. So we're going to hear her story. I'd like her to explain where she is in her life and what she's up to. Now,
I've said it before and I'll say it again. Jade, very qualified for this segment because she's been in a 18-year relationship. Successful as well. Yeah. Married, been through it all.
I've seen it all. I've got a lot of single guys and gals. Friends, so we're going to do it next.
Jade hooking you up with her friends
I
next.
I love this.
It's your Feel Good Friday song, Jade.
Yes!
What are you hearing right now?
Kung Fu Fighting. It's
love
old
that.
School. I like it. No, actually, this is good. This will pump you up, guys. You're going to love this. Feel Good Friday. Enjoy.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
I love this segment because there's just so many people out there who are lost in love and we want to help them find it. So if you're single, you're looking for love, or maybe you're in a relationship and
you need help,
you got some worries there, just contact us on the love line at newfm.com.au.
I will say this, I'm unsure as to whether you've had any success with your advice. I think this is number four now.
I think we have, actually, because I know for a fact our very first love line candidate has been going on dates.
Wow, there you go.
Mm-hmm.
Successful.
Very successful.
Getting themselves out there. So we're going to meet Anita right now. Good morning.
Hey, Anita.
Hey, guys. Good morning.
Hey. Good. Thank you so much for joining us. Now, we received your love problem and... I wanted you to tell us where you're at because it really touched me reading your story.
Okay, so I was married for 15 odd years and then that ended and I've been on my own for nearly 6 years. So two kids that I've raised.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, now I'm kind of feeling redundant. Like, what do I do with myself? They've grown up. I've tried the dating websites, they're a bit awful. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm kind of lost now.
You're just looking for some companionship and love in your life.
Yeah.
Hey, Anita, how old are your kids?
My son's 22 and my daughter's 17.
So they're doing their own thing now mostly, aren't they?
Yeah, they don't need me.
Aw, they always need you,
Anita.
Yeah, you're not redundant.
Now, I know chatting to Jade yesterday about this, you went through a pretty horrific experience last time you went on a date. Can you tell us a bit about that?
Yeah, it was really, it was just horrible. So, I flew home from work. I got changed, did my hair and makeup, flew down to the pub where we were meeting for dinner. And I got there a little bit early and I sat and waited. And I did buy him ask him what he wanted to drink. Sent him a text, so I bought that, so that was there waiting for him. And
very thoughtful.
I'm a thoughtful gal. And then he came in and sat down. He had a couple of mouthfuls, asked me where the toilets were, and said, oh, they're down that way. And I sat there for another 20 minutes before I realized he wasn't coming back.
Oh, Anita.
That's just terrible.
What an absolute pig.
Yeah.
That guy sounds like an animal, and it's lucky he wasn't in your life, because you would imagine something get, like, imagine that relationship going further, and then you realize.
As horrible as that would have been, you honestly, you dodged a bullet by the sound of it, and no one should ever do that. Like, whether you, it's a man or a woman, and you've dodged out on someone like that, just have the balls to just say, hey, look, it's been great meeting you, but I'm just not really vibing it. You know what I mean? There's more respect in doing the right thing like that than just running away on someone.
Absolutely.
Obviously, you must have been left quite gut-wrenched by that. Have you bounced back from that?
Pretty much. I kind of, like, for a long time, he took a lot of self-worth away, and then I realized, no, he's actually really missed out on a decent human being, so...
I'm
glad
I don't need someone like that in my life.
No.
But do you know what's so awful about this? Here's a stranger, right, that you open, you know, the possibilities up with them. You know, you could possibly have a life together. You think that when you go on a first date.
Yeah.
And it just, it makes me sick how that one action can actually affect your life in such a large way.
Yeah.
Like, it's not nice at all.
Look, I know you are getting yourself out there, and
props for coming on, Anita. Yeah, we appreciate
and sharing your story. And you know what? We were chatting around the team here, and we wanted to do something nice for you. So we thought, you know what? We'd like to be your Valentine on Sunday, and we'd like to take you out to a singles mingle.
Oh, that would be lovely.
So, Crevo has a hot date planned with Emmy.
With his
partner. Love. My husband, unfortunately, doesn't like to celebrate Valentine's Day, but you know what?
And I'm lonely too, Anita, so let's all be lonely together.
Myself and Maddie would like to take you out to the Wickham Park Hotel where they're having their social meeting. There's going to be a lot of singles there. There's a drink on arrival, high tea, nibbles, and they have all these really cool games, Anita, and you can meet people, and it's just about having friends. Maybe you'll find the love of your life, but you know what, at least we'll all have a good time,
and you don't have to go in feeling awkward by yourself. Hanging out, so we'd love to do that if you want to come along.
I'd love to come along. I love the Wicko.
Oh, good. That's our haunt. So, no, that's amazing. And, you know what I mean? We'd just like to do that for you and get out there with you. And
that's so kind.
Oh, good stuff. Okay. I'm excited. What kind of music do you like, Anita?
Mate, all sorts of music.
Yeah, you're just an easygoing gal by the sounds of it.
I am. If it's got a good beat and you can dance, happy day.
Oh, good, because there's going to be two different types of bands playing there, Anita. So
you can switch backwards and forwards between the two.
Yeah, we'll be going in between the different dance floors.
Fantastic.
And it'll be good. So who knows? We'll have a good time either way.
Awesome.
Good stuff.
I'm looking forward to Sunday.
Thanks for coming on, Anita. We appreciate it.
Yeah.
God, that makes me angry.
I know. To go through something like that.
She's an absolute sweetheart as well.
Yeah, but you know what? Props to her for, like, getting over it and getting on with
absolutely.
Life.
But pigs. This singles-only Valentine's Day mingle we're going to, Maddie, it's going to be awesome. So they're actually still looking for some more men to go along. So there's...
Okay.
All ladies' tickets are all sold out. But if you're a man and you want to come along, you like the sound of Anita, no pressure.
No, of course not.
Jump online and buy a ticket. I'm going to share the link onto our Facebook page. So it's going to be a nice time.
Yeah, it should be fun.
Just make new friends,
Yeah, that's right. Like, just to get out there on a day that, a lot of singles find tough.
Is it speed dating?
I think they do that as a game.
Husband okay with you doing this?
Oh, yeah. You guys will be participating. I'll obviously have to sit out on those. What? I'm just there as a wing woman just for, I'm a cheerleader.
I don't think it's gay night at the Wicko, Jay.
Well, look, I like roses and chocolate, so...
I'll just be there to eat the food and support Anita.
You know what? I may not be single, but I do like to mingle. So, this singles mingle is got my name on it. It's at the Wickham Hotel if you want to come along.
Great. What's Perfect. The gossip Buy next, Crevo?
That it is. Jackson, what can we expect? What's on the way?
Mila Kunis has revealed why her and Ashton Kutcher did that Super Bowl ad for Cheetos. And also, too, big announcement from Taylor Swift overnight.
She's not releasing another album, is she?
Oh, you'll have to wait.
Oh, another flash release. No good.
Ooh. New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Cameron, you stop taking pictures of yourself. Your sister's going to jail.
The Novos.
I gotta testify.
All the latest goss from Hollywood and around the world.
It's not meant for everybody.
Miley, what's good?
That's why you use auto-tune and I don't.
This is the Novos.
I'm really happy for you. I'm let you finish.
Oh, Jackson's here. Now, Jackson, Jade absolutely cannot resist a Taylor Swift announcement. She's been, like, on the edge of her seat for the last 5 minutes. So we'll do that second, yeah?
Yeah, let's get Mila Kunis out of the way. So Mila Kunis has been doing the publicity rounds over the last few days, and she's revealed what her life is like under quarantine. She says that they're having a lot of baby raves. I don't know what that is. And she says their family also grow corn in the backyard, which is incredibly sad. But I don't know what you guys have seen from the Super Bowl commercials, but they actually jumped on board her and Ashton Kutcher to do one for Cheetos, and they did it with Shaggy. Here's a bit of a taste of it.
But I caught you at the counter.
Wasn't me.
Saw you snacking on the sofa.
Wasn't me.
I even caught you on camera.
So she's revealed the reason behind this. So,
was it a bet?
Well,
or something,
no.
Or a dare?
She says that they jumped on board because they were just really sick of their kids.
It was in the peak of the pandemic. It made no sense logically. We are so quarantined, as you know, but I was dying to get out of the house. I was literally like, I don't care. I need to get out of this house. I looked at it as a 2-day vacation, and I was like, we're getting out, getting away from our children.
Now, I beg the question, could you not just go to Napa? Did we really have to suffer through this?
But I caught you at the counter.
Like, you know what, though? Shaggy is cheering, rubbing his hands together because he's been waiting for a call like this for the last 20 years.
100%. Like, ever since that song came out, basically. Once it dropped off the charts, that's the end of it for him, really.
Well, this song really has sustained him.
Yeah, it has. It's a great song.
This has set him up for another couple of years.
Yeah. I will say he's probably the best part about the ad because it's very awkward.
I don't blame them for wanting to get out of the house, though, because my girlfriend who has, I think it's a 3- and 5-year-old, she said it was intense. She's like, there's only so much finger-painting, colouring, and you can do that. She'll throw in the lockdown in Melbourne. Not as bad as over in the States, but still.
So maternal.
She said it's just crazy.
Yeah, well, you can imagine. Imagine as well for Ashton Kutcher and Mila Kunis.
They have a mansion to hide from their kids.
Well, that, but also, like, with their work, they have no, like, real reason to have to go into work. Like,
true.
Other people, like, parents would be able to go, oh, I need to just pop into the office just to get a few hours of headspace or whatever. But, like, they can just stay at home. Like, they just never need to go anywhere.
Let's not forget the probable hundreds and thousands of dollars they got to make that ad.
I reckon millions. Yeah. Ashton Kutcher wouldn't get out of bed for, you know, under a meal, I don't reckon.
No, Mila Kunis wouldn't get out of bed for Ashton Kutcher. So, she's got to be paid for it. Let's move on because earlier this year we got this snippet of Taylor Swift's re-recorded Love Story, which is, of course, off of her album Fearless.
Yes.
So she's made a big announcement overnight about where that album's at and what to expect.
I'm so excited to share with you that tonight at midnight I'll be putting out my version of my song Love Story. I've now finished re-recording all of Fearless, which will be coming out soon. My version of Fearless will have 26 songs on it because I've decided to add songs from the vault, which are songs that almost made the original Fearless album, but I've now gone back and recorded those.
Oh my god.
So we get Love Story tonight. Now everyone's wondering when the actual album's coming out because everyone wants all these extra songs and they want to hear what it sounds like. So she's written this whole big thing on Instagram and she's capitalized the letters that spell out April 9th. So that's when we can expect that.
How exciting. This is the greatest day. Happy Easter, everyone.
What about April 9th? Is that not better? That's when it's coming out.
But that's, you know, what a great Easter gift for the world. I'm just so excited.
Oh, good stuff.
I love
Look
that
at
you've
you.
Done all these things, Jade. You've travelled the world. You've even married the love of your life. But today is the greatest day because Taylor Swift is putting out a new album.
Sorry, Benny.
I feel a connection to Taylor Swift that I don't think anyone will understand.
There you go. Look, maybe you should divorce your husband and stalk her and try and follow her and marry her.
Look, I'm not a homewrecker. She's in love with her partner, Joe, so...
Yeah. No, good stuff. Thank you, Jackson.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo. The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
What else? What else?
On New FM.
It tested very well with the focus groups.
You're waking up with Jade, Maddie and Crevo. That makes the
world go... Hey, guys, Dr. Coleman is joining us on the show next to ask, answer all of your medical questions. If you do have one for the good doctor, hit us up on Instagram at Jade Maddie Crevo.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade Maddie and Crevo.
Guys, joining us right now is our resident doctor here on the show. His name is Dr. Coleman. If you would like a medical question answered by the good doctor, you know what to do. Hit us up on Instagram at Jade Maddie Crevo. Good morning, doctor.
Good morning, guys. I'll do my best and we'll see how we go.
It's so good to have you back on the show. I've missed you the last couple weeks.
Yeah, no, it's great to be back, as always.
We love a mature voice on this show. We're so immature, Doctor, so it's good to just balance things out, you know. Let's kick it off with a question today, guys, from Chelsea. Here we go.
Hi, Dr. Coleman, it's Chelsea here. I've just got a question about a skin issue I've been having. Pretty much as soon as I get, like, comfortable in bed before I go to sleep, my legs get really itchy and I can't stop itching it and it, like, disrupts me from sleeping properly. And because I scratch it so much, like, I fully claw my leg, all these, like, raised bumps appeared, which kind of make me a little bit concerned. I thought that, like, maybe it was to do with the heat because I don't have aircon. I just have, like, a ceiling fan in my room. And then I thought maybe it's the washing liquid I'm using. So I switched that and I washed all my bedding twice in a week. And it hasn't changed anything. And I'm pretty lost about what it could be. It only pretty much ever happens before I'm about to go to sleep in my bed. And P.S., don't say it's scabies because I've done all the treatment for it because I'm just paranoid. I don't know what it is. So if you could shed any light on that, that would be really good. Thank you.
There we go. Doctor, what do you think this could be?
Wow, that is a wonderfully full question.
Articulate, yes.
Good on her. It's a pity I can't say scabies because I've also seen a lot of scabies.
Do you really?
Well, certainly in remote areas.
Right.
It tends to be fairly common. It's a little bug that burrows under the skin and...
That sounds more really disgusting. Quite treatable, though, isn't it?
I didn't know you could get that still. I thought that it was eradicated.
No. There's a bit of scabies where I am. But you're right, it is quite easy to treat you. Well, at least if only one person has it, you just use a cream and it goes away, although it's more problematic if lots of people have it in the family.
Okay.
But moving along from that, it is pretty rare, I would imagine, in Newcastle. Mm. So, look, heat... one of the things that makes rashes more itchy or skin more itchy when you go to bed is actually the heat. So Chelsea's right when she mentions not having the aircon. Once you get under that doona or blanket, your body heats up and your legs heat up and that causes itch, or doesn't cause itch, but it makes whatever itch is there worse. But usually there is an underlying skin condition, so it's pretty likely. I mean, the commonest thing that causes something like that is a variation on dermatitis or eczema, which is if she's prone to dry skin and it gets itchy. And then once you start scratching it, it has a bit of a vicious cycle. It can get worse. So you scratch the skin, it gets drier and thicker. And then sometimes it can get infected, although usually that's fairly obvious. But and so it's quite likely that Chelsea has some form of dermatitis or scabies or eczema. And she's mentioned washing pattern things, which is sometimes true, but there are also lots of other things that can bring it on.
Right, okay.
All right, interesting.
Hey, Doctor, just in terms of the washing powder thing, obviously a lot of people blame that with any sort of skin flare-up. Do you find that the more expensive the washing powder, the like less likely you are to have some sort of skin reaction?
Look, I don't think that is the case, and I don't think there's much evidence for that. The certainly over-soaping your skin, so using lots and lots of soap on your skin, can dry out the skin. It gets rid of the natural oil in the skin and makes it drier. So, and that doesn't matter really whether it's cheap or expensive, except that some of the more expensive ones do have some sort of oil in with the soap. But which don't dry it out quite so much. But in general, so using lots of soap on your skin isn't a good idea if you do have eczema, because you want to keep it moisturised rather than
dry. Okay. All right, very interesting. Well, thank you so much, Doctor. Hopefully that helps out Chelsea.
Yeah, well, hopefully she can get the most useful cream is really a corticosteroid cream, so some sort of steroid cream if she goes, and you can get it from the chemist or go and see your doctor and get a stronger one.
There you go.
Yeah. All right. Well, that's good to know.
Thank you, Dr. Coleman.
I learned something
very interesting.
Today.
There you go. Yeah.
Not the washing powder. Thank you, Dr. Coleman.
Not scabies.
We appreciate your time. Thank you, sir.
All right, it's time up next for Birthday Lotto. This is, of course, where you can win yourself this morning $375.
Oh, yes, sounds good. Let's spin the birthday wheel, please. Looking for a month, Crevo.
It has come up December 13-10-09. If you were born in the month of December, that's all you need to be qualified to play. Get your birthday drawn out. And you win $375.
Well, taking bets, do you think we can make the giveaways a hat trick this week? Because we have given money away twice already.
Maybe.
What's your gut feeling, Jade?
It's Feel Good Friday. It's
come on,
happen.
Jade. Yeah, come on.
UFM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
This is
The
Novos.
Here we go. Jade, Maddie and Crevo's.
It's my birthday. It's my birthday.
Lotto.
The easiest way to win money in all of Newcastle, all you need is a birthday to play. Every single human on the planet's got one, so they're all eligible, really. It's time now to meet someone who is born in the month of December.
Yeah, we're going to Alison from Wool's End. She's obsessed with the TV show Yellowstone. She reckons her talent is getting any baby to sleep, and she has 3 kids, 2 grandchildren, and she's the biggest Stevie Nicks fan and is inspired. It inspired her daughter's name.
Hey, Alison, how are you?
Good morning. How are you?
So, question, being the biggest Stevie Nicks fan, did you name your daughter Stevie or
Rhiannon?
Nope. Oh, Rhiannon, like the song.
Yes.
Yeah, that
exactly.
is a good song.
Yeah. It does help that I have Welsh heritage, so it does really fit. But, oh, yes, I love that song, and I have since I was about 15.
I can hear it in your voice. Some songs just transcend time, right?
Oh, look, and she does too. Look what's happened now. I find it amusing that the young kids are going, oh, you heard this song during the... yeah, maybe, just a few times.
It's so true. I'm with you. Actually, Fleetwood Mac is my favourite band, so...
I love you more now, Jade. I love you even more.
No, dead set. I sing Rihanna at karaoke all the time.
Hey, Alison.
Rhiannon, sorry.
Do you like Miley?
Oh, absolutely.
She's
I love
got, it. Like, channels of Stevie Nicks vibes sometimes. I think they're friends. She mentors Miley.
Interesting. Yeah, well, she does mentor a lot of people. Harry Styles, she's very much Stevie. She wants to give into the music industry. You know, she knows the time's running out and she wants to get things done. And she's a true fan.
Yeah.
I tell you what, Alison, if we ever have Fleetwood Mac / Stevie Nicks tickets, we're giving them to you.
To you, yeah.
Oh. We don't, but we'll make
a note of it.
Unfortunately, I don't think they'll probably tour all together again. But
no. Did you see them in concert?
I was going to say to you, I've only missed them once, and that was when I was actually pregnant with Rhiannon, because I was just too big to go, but I have not missed her since I was probably about 25, and I've only missed the Fleetwood Mac when they've come out once.
I've
and I keep in the pouring rain and had the state last time.
I got to say, it's a real nice treat chatting to a super fan. And you know what? If there's ever a tribute band that comes to Newcastle, let me know and I'll go with you.
Spin the balls, Jade, for Alison. Stevie Nicks is to Alison what Taylor Swift is to you, it sounds like.
Oh,
like
absolutely. That.
Here we go.
And our chihuahuas. We both have chihuahuas.
Oh, my God. Get out. How good is it? Chihuahuas are the best.
Yeah. I had four.
You better have four. More than you, Jade. Wow.
I've got three. Ben won't let me get another one. It's my husband's fault. All right. I hope you were born on the 28th of December.
Oh, how funny. You know what? My son was. I was born on the 1st.
Oh,
my son was. That's okay. I probably perpetuated that in the universe. So I thought, I think you're going to bring up Riley instead.
Kindred spirits. You should have thought about yourself, Alison, you know?
Yeah, no, Alison, dead set. If there's a tribute band, I'll go with you.
Yep, Jade will get your number off air. Guys, coming up next, of course, we did our mini golf masters last night, and what an incredible night it was. I had so much fun. Four contestants battling it out for $500 cash, and it was one of the best mini golf games I've ever watched. In fact, it was the only one, so there's quite a high standard to follow. We're going to chat to the winner, Tani, next.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Good morning.
Endorphins make you happy.
Morning. I could be
the one. New FM. The Novos. Feel Good Friday.
What a time to be alive. Last night, the Novos Mini Golf Masters happened. It was an incredible night. Four people from across the region competing for $500 cash.
Yeah, huge.
It was really good. Live streamed on Facebook. Mm. You can still watch it. It goes for about an hour. It's really funny. So you can watch that on our Facebook page. I've got to say, though, I was really surprised by one person last night. I really was. The true star of the evening, Mark Crevo.
What do you mean?
Here he is. He rocks up, the only one to dress in 80s/golfing clothes.
It was actually very impressive.
It was a little bit Donald Trump playing golf in the 80s crossed with Lady Gaga. His checkered Brixton cap on. His pink fluoro shield sunnies direct from the 80s.
They were real 80s
that
sunnies.
Smelt like they'd been in a shed for a very long time, let me just add. But what surprised me, you don't like sport.
Nah, not at all.
I think you've missed your calling. I've gathered a few of my favourite bits of your commentary last night.
Okay.
Really funny. Check this out.
God, it's got a big horn. Maddie, this one has a bit of a curve to it. What are your thoughts on curves? You don't want too big a curve, do you? This is good. There's a hump and a curve. It's got it all, really. Crystal almost becoming the queen of near misses. It was almost in and out. You've got to be able to do long and short when it comes to getting it in the hole.
He's done it in three.
Sometimes you just have to thrust a bit harder.
Too much! He was coming out with those all night, right?
Yeah, all night, non-stop.
Did you get lucky last night?
Last night.
Oh, I thought, geez, you're very, there was a few innuendos in there. I thought, what's on your mind, friend?
Yeah.
Very funny. We're going to catch up with the winner, though, next. Her name is Tani. The mum with her son won the whole thing.
Oh, it's such a moment.
Couldn't have asked for better, guys. Yeah. It was so great. We'll chat to her next.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Have fun all year round with Newcastle Superpart. Find them on Google now. New FM's Mini Golf Weekend. All part of our 105 days of summer.
Yeah, you can win tickets as well all weekend to our Newcastle Super Park. Keep it right here on UFM, a part of 105 days of summer. What a night, though, guys.
It was brilliant stuff and very, very, like, intense. I didn't expect it to be so.
Yeah, me too. Like, just the focus of the competitors, like, everyone was really trying, even though it was still friendly. Like, it was just this level of competition I'd never seen before.
Really great bunch of people as well that just got into it. Big congratulations, of course, to Sebastian, Matt and Crystal, who came second, third and fourth. The lady of the night, though, was, of course, our winner. Her name is Tani. Hello, Tani.
Hi, guys.
Congratulations.
How you going?
Well done.
Thank you.
So, has the win sunk in yet?
Kind of. Pretty pumped when I got home, and yeah, it took a while to settle down.
That's so good. Now, of course, you had your son along as caddy / supporter. I did notice you gave him a little winner's fee at the end there.
Yeah, he gave him a little fee at the end there because he was giving me quite a lot of tips along the way.
Oh, really? Yeah. I noticed there was a few whispers.
Yeah, I noticed that too. And it was really sweet watching him. He was so proud of you. It was this, because how old's your son?
He's 14.
14. It was just really nice to see a 14-year-old boy just watch his mum play golf, and he was pulling you aside, whispering in your ear, and he was just, it was just a really nice moment to watch on and see how much he loves you and wanted you to win.
No, it was a good night. I enjoyed spending time with him like that. It was great.
Do you know what was so fun about this, right? So, I love that you were the dark horse, Tani, because the four of you that competed, you were up against young gun Sebastian, who was very confident, Maddie the landscaper, also very confident, and Crystal, who I think is 26, and she looked like she knew what she was doing. But you know what I love about this? Don't ever underestimate what a mum can do, because we thought the guys were going to take it. They were just so savagely confident, but you just wiped the floor with them.
Yeah, kept a cool head right up until the end.
And my favourite bit as well, you were wearing the golf attire.
I think that helps.
I totally did. Those golf pants flapping in the breeze, it was just like, it was a winning combination.
Yeah,
it
kind of looks
apart.
Exactly right.
Winners are grinning. Now, Tani, of course, you are famous now for coming on our show and saying that, like Jade, you take the hotel shampoo when you visit a hotel. Crevo's line last night was, it smells like ridges. What I will say, though, now, you can afford some actual shampoo. No need to take the hotel shampoo.
I told you, it's not about the shampoo, it's about the challenge.
So true.
Nah, good job.
You're amazing.
You were great. Thank you so much for getting involved, and thanks to everybody that came along last night. It was a fantastic night, and a big thank you to Newcastle Superpart for getting involved. As I said, win family passes all weekend.
You know what really surprised me the night too? The food from Taco Licato.
Yeah, those guys are amazing.
I hadn't had their food before, and wow. Not only was I impressed, I actually overheard a couple of the players saying, like, this is incredible, because they'd never had it either, and it was delicious.
Yeah, definitely worth checking out. They were our, like, catering partner for the evening.
Oh, the layout they did, it was so good.
You know what I loved last night? Maddie from Taco Licato dropped all the food off. It was just divine, but he said that there's now a little bit of a battle going on between the Mexican joints here in Newcastle, because Crevo and I, and you can now say this too, Jade,
yeah,
I reckon this is the best Mexican in Newcastle. Yeah. And he's like, oh, people are coming in, debating. It's great.
Yeah,
but
no,
it really is great food.
I'm not a massive foodie, and I don't like to, you know, give out outlandish raves, but I'm telling you, their tacos at Taco Licato were incredible.
Do you know what I love about that, Jade?
What?
Your version of Mexican is like a corn chip
El
tortilla
Paso.
With some minced meat in there and some salsa.
Yeah, that's
you
what
ate
I
ate a real taco
last night.
Big difference, right?
It was a huge difference. Yeah. Oh, honestly.
If you're wanting to see what the spread looks like, at Jade Maddie Crevo, a little bit later on Insta, I'll put up a little video that I took of it. It's so good.
And a big shout out to Purnell Trophies. Those trophies went down a treat, guys.
Everyone was very excited to hold that stuff.
Love it or loathe it up next.
Yeah, and we're going to be talking food, actually, Chinese food.
Oh, excellent. We'll do it next.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade Maddie and Crevo.
I don't care.
New FM. Love it. Love it.
My turn to get your thoughts on the daily topics, and today we're doing Chinese food.
Love it or loathe it.
3, 2, 1, go!
I love it.
Yeah, you're a fan?
Big fan.
Sweet and sour pork, I'm guessing?
Yeah, just, you know, the Western rice. Chinese food.
That's your vibe.
That's for me.
straight from Kiwana Chinese restaurant on the Sunshine Coast.
Yes. Yes.
Their specialty is the special
the
fried rice.
Mongolian lamb.
How exotic.
Special
cool.
fried rice.
Beef and black bean?
Yeah.
Yes, please.
But that's Ben's favourite.
Really?
Yeah, I've never been a fan of that
one. You know what? You get to a point in life, Jade, where you realise there really are two different types of Chinese food. There's your type of Chinese food.
Yeah.
And then traditional Chinese food. And I didn't discover how good traditional Chinese food was until I met my friend who is Chinese.
Yeah.
And he just introduced me to so many wonderful dishes, and it's just a treat.
Oh, that's right. I remember this guy. You occasionally catch up with him in Sydney when you go there.
Yeah.
And you sleep over his house.
Yeah.
And he gives you little Chinese doggy bags occasionally.
Yeah. He's a great cook.
Yeah. So what's interesting is there's every different area has totally different food in China.
I do believe that.
So, you're talking about the traditional food. Every area, they got their own thing going on, different states, say, for example. It's amazing. Reason I bring this up, today, the first day of the Chinese Lunar New Year.
Yay!
Oh, how good.
Happy Lunar New Year.
Gongxi Fa Cai, I think is what they say. I probably butchered the pronunciation.
Oh, I think you did pretty good.
But it's Year of the Ox. Which is their
strong.
You know, I'm not really sure what it signifies.
It's actually your year. If you were born in 1985, so how the Chinese New Year's work is that they break the year obviously into the different zodiacs.
Signs, yeah,
and you're actually Year of the Ox. So
nope,
this is
I'm 87.
No, you're. Oh, you are too. Sorry.
Is that your year?
No, I'm 86. I'm the tiger.
The ox in Chinese culture is a hard-working zodiac sign. It usually signifies movement. So hopefully the world will be less static than last year and get moving again in the second half of the year. So all of you people out there born in 1985.
Yep.
Things are going well for you.
Changes are coming.
Good year for you. Sorry, yeah, your year of the rabbit, Crevo.
Yeah.
What's yours? What's your birthday?
1990.
Let's have a quick look and see. 1990. You're not on. Hang on.
Yours doesn't exist.
I just erased it from existence. Am I even here?
I don't know. Sorry, I'm going through it. 1990.
Here, we'll be able to just search it. Chinese, your horse, Maddie.
You're the horse.
Thanks, big old Grieve. Stallion.
How exciting. Oh, well, if you will, if it's your year, lucky numbers 1 and 4. Play them in the lotto, I reckon.
Okay.
If you're into the Lunar New Year.
You're off to Sydney to have a big feasting night tonight.
Yeah, big feast.
Can I come wrap me up in one of your rugs in the back of your car?
Yeah, I'll just pop you in my suitcase and away we go.
Oh, you're taking Momo with you?
Yeah, that's right. It's going to be heaps of fun.
Is he cooking? Or she?
So it's a group of people, a lot of people, they're all bringing dishes.
What are you taking?
We've got a pork dish and spring rolls.
Nice. Okay.
Real big feast happening.
I actually, it'll be an insight because I've never actually celebrated Lunar New Year, so I don't know what actually happens. All I know is that we get sales here in Australia at the shops.
That's true.
And there's a lot of red and gold.
I'll bring you a bit of an update on Monday.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
What else?
On UFM.
This is a place for crazy people.
You're waking up with Jade, Maddie and Crevo. What makes the
world go? 105 minutes commercial free is kicking off with our friend producer Jackson for your Feel Good Friday.
Our friend producer Jackson. I'm in an episode of Barney or something.
Our friend producer Jackson. What's coming up, Jackson?
Diplo. I refuse to speak like that. Diplo.
Can you please? It'll make me laugh.
Absolutely not. 100% no. Avicii is coming up as well. You've really thrown me now. And also to get you up in your feels.
Nice.
Pray.
Good tune.
Is this the first Diplo we've played ever on this station?
I think so. I like it. I'm not going to...
Oh, no.
One of my faves.
Is he the one that played at the top of the Sydney Harbour Bridge?
I don't know.
I think you might be right.
Yeah, I think he did a DJ set
I just think of the move, Diplo.
Diplo's so hot.
I haven't seen him.
Really hot.
He's the guy. He dated Katy Perry for a bit.
Yeah, did apparently he? A forgettable lover, though, she said.
Oh, small little pinky winky.
Well, I mean, tiny hands, does he?
She didn't.
A touch of the Donald Trumps.
Actually, about Diplo, Sia tried to get him as a Friends with Benefits situation.
Really?
Yes.
That's right, I remember
he turned her down.
Ooh.
I can understand why.
Bad move. No, I like Sia.
I mean, you can't even look at her face. Hey, darling, you look pretty today, I think.
It's a mystery. Why do you still have that wig on?
This is Newcastle's only block of ad-free music. Thank you, mate. Up next, we're giving Jade's new game another go.
Yes, we are. Yes, yes, yes. Be positive. This is a really fun game. So we need two players to call 131009 to give Jade, Maddie and Crevo scramble a go. So this is where we give you a topic. And the player who can bid the most answers will then be asked to name them.
Okay, can we run through what we changed from last time? Because it needed some work, I'm not going to lie. So we're getting them to outbid each other now, right?
Yeah, okay. So, for example, if the player... So if I gave you a topic of name as many charities as you can, you go, I can name...
Two.
And Crevo?
Oh, I could do three.
Okay, are you okay and Lifeline?
Well, no. You keep bidding.
So you go, can you do more than three?
No.
Okay, then it would be my go.
Okay.
So you've got to try and be the person to name as many as they can. So you've got to outbid each other to name the most of that topic.
If I stuff up and don't get the three, it goes back to your
turn.
That's
like going to an auction without money.
Exactly right.
It's a lot of fun. It's a great game.
Okay, well, we need two callers. What's on offer today? A bottle of wine, Jade?
Yeah, as far as I'm aware, I don't think there's anything else to give away.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Yeah, and we're giving Jade's game another go today.
Yes.
Fingers crossed for you, darling. It's called Jade, Maddie and Crevo's...
Scramble.
Scramble.
All right, don't sabotage it, Maddie.
I'm not.
Yeah, open-minded. Okay.
I'm not a fan of this game. I'm just going to tell you all from the outset if you didn't get that already.
Can you just... No talking
positive
from
vibes.
Maddie. Positive vibes.
Do you want me to turn my microphone down?
Just shh.
I will.
Okay.
Bye.
So, all right, this is where we give you a topic, and the aim of the game is you need to outbid the person with as many answers for that topic as possible. So today's, we're going to meet, actually, Stacey and Anita. Good morning.
Good morning.
So you're both on the line there. So, guys, how this works is I'm going to tell you the name of the category, and then, Anita, you can tell me how many
Of those you can name. Yep. And then Stacey will get a go at bidding. And if Anita, you'll get another chance to outbid Stacey in a way, like, we'll go until the bidding stops, right?
Okay.
Do you understand, okay, ladies?
Yeah, kind of. Yep, understand.
Okay, great.
So just name us. Okay, so ready? So, all right, how many, Anita, sharks can you name?
Don't name them.
Not now. Just say, like, I think I can name eight.
Okay, I think I can name five.
Okay, Stacey, how many do you think you can name?
Can you do more than five?
We have six, all right. Anita, do you reckon you can beat naming six?
No.
Okay.
No, Stacey can have it.
All right. Okay.
So, Stacey, this is your chance to name six sharks. You have 1 minute to do it. We're going to get the timer up. And if you fail, then it goes to Anita to attempt.
Okay, I think a minute's long, but just go for it. You've got to name them one after another.
Good luck.
Go, Stacey.
Bull shark, whale shark, tiger shark, hammerhead shark, Greenland shark, great white shark, basking shark.
I think that's six.
Six?
Yeah, I think you did it. Well done.
So do we go back to...
No, because Stacey did it. She named six.
Well, Stacey, congratulations.
Yeah. You're a winner. Sorry, Anita.
I still don't understand.
Okay, congratulations, Stacey.
Do you know what?
Can you give us some feedback on the game? What do you think? Because we're not sure. This is the second time. We're still ironing out the kinks.
I'm going to say a 3 out of 10 for this one.
Confusing.
No, well, I'm asking Anita first.
No, I'm just kicking the ball.
Okay. I think it's a great game. The concept is excellent, but
it, and it just makes us all think, oh, I think it's a good game, Jade. Keep going with it. It'll cotton on and get some groovy, kind of, you know, other guesses to go.
Are you from another station trying to sabotage us?
No.
Keep it on, guys. It's great.
No, okay, Stacey, what are your thoughts? And it's okay. We can take constructive criticism.
Well, I think naming tigers was probably a bit easy.
Or sharks.
When you got, I mean, sharks, like when you got, you know, we're all surrounded by the lake and ocean here.
Oh, well, that is so true.
Well, do you know what we're going to do? We're going to give you both a bottle of wine, but both a bottle of wine for you guys, just for your troubles. Thank you for your patience.
Yeah. Oh, thank you.
There you go. You're both winners.
Well, I think we bring it back. I think, Crevo, you might be better at explaining it.
I think I'll give it. Maybe I should do the explaining.
You do the explaining.
All right.
Because Maddie's just, I'm feeling pressured and I buckle under the pressure.
Surely
when Maddie's criticizing
now,
my game.
Guys.
They're being really polite. This game is terrible.
Hang on. It's one of the easiest
games to understand and explain, but for some reason it's very difficult.
Can we just open up the lines? 13:10:09. Should we keep the game or should it go? It's up to you.
Okay, let's do it by like callers that decides it for good.
Yeah, the call you decide right now if we keep this game. If it's a load of you
should
know
scramble, get
sugar?
The bullet. 13:10:09.
We'll also do birthday lotto and take those calls. Yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, let's spin the birthday wheel right now. We're after a month. All you need is a birthday to play here at New FM.
Round it goes.
And $75 up for grabs.
So we're taking both calls, yeah?
All both calls, yeah.
All right, so we're after April babies.
All right, so if you're born in April, call on 13:10:09, and we'll still have two lines open to
plenty of lines,
to take
guys.
The votes
plenty of lines.
For
we'll
the scramble.
Next.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
This is
uh-oh.
The Novos.
Here we go.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo's.
It's my birthday. It's my birthday.
Lotto.
Yeah, we have $375 to give away today, guys. We've given away over $1,250 this week alone in birthday lotto. So it's easy cash money.
Oh, so good. The more money we give away, the better. We're pushing for it, guys. We're pushing for
it. Yeah, we
are. Hey, Tiara, how are you?
Good, thanks. How are you?
Yeah, going good. What's on for the weekend?
Not much, to be honest. Don't have any plans, really.
I love a quiet weekend.
Yeah, me too.
Let's get into it, doll. We're spinning the birthday balls for you now. If your birthday comes out, you win the cash.
All right, Tiara.
Here we go. What do you do for work, Tiara?
I work at H-Pots. So that's a training company in Cessnock.
Oh, nice one. How's it out at Cessnock today? Cloudy?
It's a bit cloudy, yeah.
Yeah, same here.
Alrighty, so I've pulled out the 23rd of December.
It's April.
No, the 10th
of April.
Oh,
thanks,
sorry,
Tiara.
It was a double disappointment.
Can you do another dinner for Jade's month there?
Do you want me to?
Yeah, go on.
It's here.
I wrote down December.
That was for the last one.
Oh, that's why.
All right, now let's hopefully put a bullet into Jade's game.
No, don't. Okay, so if you just listen to Jade, Maddie and Crevo's scramble game that we just played before this, we are letting you decide whether we keep the game or not because we're undecided in our team.
Yeah.
So 13:10:09, keep calling now and let us know what you want to do.
Okay, New FM is Tiff. Hey, Tiff, how are you?
Good, thanks. How are you?
Hey, good, thank you. Do you want to axe Jade's game from the show?
Sorry, Maddie, I don't. I like it.
Yay!
There's one vote.
Thank you.
Yes.
One for you, Jade.
All right.
Thanks, Tiff. Appreciate it.
Going
your
on
call.
To Lisa. Hello.
Hey, Lisa. How are you? Hello, Lisa.
We're still working.
This game is like a...
Don't blame the game.
Lisa, hello.
Hi, how you going?
Hey, good, thank you. So should we keep the game or get rid of it?
I think it's a goer, but I think I've got a suggestion for you.
Oh, cool. Yeah. Yep, we'll take that.
So instead of just getting them to choose, like, the first person say that they want to do three and then the second person says four, I think you need to keep going back and forth and see who gets the highest and then get them to do it.
Okay.
Excellent.
All right.
I like that.
We'll take that on board. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Okay, let's go to guys.
Sandy.
Sandy. How are you today, Sandy?
Hang on.
Hello. No, Sandy's gone, guys.
All right. We've still got Katie. Hey, Producer Jackson, do you know what Katie and Christy want to do?
No, so they just wanted to weigh in. I haven't got their opinions yet.
Okay, okay, cool.
Here we go.
Okay, line one, let's go to Katie. Hey.
Hey.
Hey, what are your thoughts? Axe the game?
Or keep it?
I reckon Scramble Maddie, reason to axe the show, and go.
Oh, it's just confusing. And
bam, 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 bam. Not enough answers. You got to keep the game, Jade. There you go.
Thank you. Oh, that's fantastic.
Another one for Katie.
Oh, good job, Katie. All right, we're going to Christy. Keep calling 131009.
Can we put this to bed, guys? Well, honestly.
So far, 100% have said keep it.
Yep. All right.
Who do we have next?
Christy.
Hey, Christy.
Guys, you pick a great... Nah, look, we'll just keep it. We're done.
Okay,
the phones are playing up.
Maddie's
guys,
broken
105.
By the phones.
No, you're just annoying.
It's not me, mate. It's not me.
You're
don't
just
hate,
annoying.
Don't hate me in the game.
It's just a crappy game. Jackson, good morning.
Staying,
good morning.
Guys.
Running
thank
late. What a load of crap. Yep. The worst radio of all time.
Well, don't... It's the phones.
I don't hate you, Jade, but I hate the game, and now I'm moving on. GRL and Ugly Heart. We'll do a bit of Savage Garden as well, and fresh Ava Max.
Oh, well, Ava, love that. Jade and I are going to end up like the Savage Garden boys one day.
Oh, as
great
if.
Great friends at the time. Never speak again once
no,
we disband.
No, you never. I told you, there's no escaping me. I love you so much.
As long as the success is there, I'll just go along for the ride.
Oh, what about this for a game? Name as many radio duos that used to be friends but still hate each other now.
Oh.
Bid.
I know two.
Do you?
Who?
Maddie and Jade.
Aww, no, that's sad.
Bye,
he's
guys.
Just tired and he's got hangry.
Bye.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.